Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer of Intent.com, and I'm excited to introduce Jay Bryson, who was the one of the winners of the Pepsi Refresh project to create a network to circulate young artists' work by web and phone. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you, Yumi. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Jay, tell us more about the project which you won the $25,000 grant for back in March 2010.
Well, good question. Thank you. It is a project that looks at monetizing. I use that word and people kind of glaze over with their eyes, but basically what it says to me is that young artists who don't really know the market of art, that are either undervaluing their pieces or not putting them in the proper marketplaces, have a chance to actually kind of rectify all that stuff by going in front of active, aggressive, assertive buyers who are going to be able to give them a real value for what their work is worth, just simply either by a bidding process or either that or putting it out there just in the marketplace itself and letting you know, the value be dictated by the market forces.
So for artists who want to add their artwork at work, how would they do this?
Very easy. October 30th, we're going live, and it's isyla.com. That's isyla.com. And it's basically based on what our Pepsi project was, which is support your local artists. And I just put an I in front of that because you can, it can stand for internet or it can stand for I, but it's isyla.com. And you go there. You sign up, register as either an artist or a buyer, and we're always looking for buyers. I mean, that's one of the great things. We've got a lot of artists that are very jazzed about this and have signed up, but I don't want artists just going there and meeting other artists, although that's very cool, and you would be able to network and do that sort of thing. What we really, really want to do with this site is have buyers that, with a discerning eye, either, you know, just experienced or even novice, come in there and say, hey, I like this artwork. I want to buy it. So isyla.com, go sign up. If you're an artist, go sign up if you're a buyer.
Awesome. So how did you come up with this idea in the first place?
Well, I'm a media owner, so I kind of dabble in a variety of areas. And one of the most interesting areas is my young friends that are artists. Artists are just, they're a great breed in that they have no clue when they're starting out how much to charge for their work. They don't even really consider the materials that they put into it. Real quick anecdote is, and it was sort of the seed of this idea, is I had a young man that said, hey, I've got a friend of mine who's going to work for, and I don't know if I should say the tech company, but it's a very, very, very big tech company. Just got the job, had a six-figure salary, and he's commissioned me to do some work. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. And he asked me, I'm not an artist, but he asked me, well, how much do you think I should charge? Which kind of dumbfounded me. It's like, oh, okay, well. And I gave him, you know, a couple of, as a writer, and I've sold work, I've sold a book, a couple of books. So I kind of gave him sort of the platform as far as doing that, but the proviso was, you know, I'm really not an artist. The caveat, rather, was I'm not an artist, but I'd really, you know, suggest you talk to other artists. So anyway, he went through with it without talking to other artists, and turns out that the commission was for like $300. He must have put in, and I'm not kidding, like 50 hours worth of work on this. So he ended up getting McDonald's wages for something that he was really proud of, and it just occurred to me that, like, and not to cast aspersions on McDonald's, but, you know, it was pretty low wage considering all the work he'd put into it, and this was, you know, the fruit of his ideas. So it occurred to me that that happened right in front of me, and it's got to be happening right all around me. And I thought that
Definitely.
Might be a good place to say, okay, you know what, we're not going to, you know, let this happen if we can help it. We're going to go out there and we're going to say, hey, this is a place you can come, and there's a marketplace for your art, and we're specifically looking to buy your art.
That's
so
really
that's
cool.
How it came about.
Okay. That's really funny because in addition to working for Intent, I'm also an artist, and I have a lot of friends who are all artists who just graduated from college in the last 3 to 4 years, and I could definitely attest to young artists not knowing how to price their work, underpricing it just to get it sold, even though so much time and effort was put into it. I definitely see it all the time, so I think it's definitely a much-needed service for both artists and also art buyers who don't know where to start.
Well, it's been a great, fun process. I've typically in my career worked with musicians. So visual artists are an entirely different breed. I mean, there's some crossover, but they're very fun.
mm-hmm.
There are a lot of personalities out there. There are those that are just so enmeshed in their art that they, you know, forget to eat breakfast. You know, they forget mm-hmm. to pick up their dry cleaning. They forget to pay a bill or two. So it's a very dedicated group of people. So I've enjoyed it immensely. Even though I've primarily been working with programmers and designers and money folks to get this set up, I'm really excited when we turn the key at getting that flood of inspiration and talent and just some of the stuff I've seen is just mind-boggling. So it's good stuff. So the buyers that come on here are going to be very pleasantly surprised, and I would suggest they open the checkbook and move fast, because I think this stuff is really good stuff.
So how many artists do you think will be available to browse through once the service is open to the public?
Well, Pepsi asked. Oh, good question. Pepsi asked us to give a goal, and 500 artists is my goal. That's mm-hmm. my goal. I'm pretty sure we're going to hit the artist's goal, but my goal with buyers was 1,000. So we're going mm-hmm. pretty slow on that. I mean, I'll just be pretty blunt with that, but we are being pretty creative with our marketing. I'm kind of pulling on my media experience and opening up my Rolodex, and I think that we'll hit that target or come close to it, at least, with buyers. So we're going to have artists that are going to be meeting with buyers online. So I'm very confident that's going to happen. So 500, I'd love to have more. I'd love to have more.
We'll okay. Well, I know a lot of artist friends, so I'll tell them all okay. to jump onto the network.
I'll say, Yumi is a close personal friend. You got to sign up or you hurt her feelings. Okay.
So ever since you won in March, what has been happening for the last half year or so? Have they all just been setting up the infrastructure of this network and service?
Yeah, that's been pretty much it. We've been beta testing. We've been looking at design elements. Obviously, we've been looking at similar types of situations. For example, up here we've got a site, but it's more of a portfolio site. It's not really about buying or connecting artists and buyers. And then you've got some sites that are out there that are more more fine art. You know, they're mm-hmm. focused on you having a name and getting out there and bringing a following to their site. This is much more democratic. This is definitely, if you think you've got talent, if you got a portfolio, there's no barrier to you signing up. You know, you can be a fine artist, you can be a sculptor, you can be a video artist. You know, we mm-hmm. really are trying to expand the bounds. I sat down with my designers and they said, well, what are you going to do about performance artists? So, you know, we're having those conversations. We didn't come up with a solution for that because we're really focused mm-hmm. on visual art, but
right.
we will evolve. So we really, you know, it's not so much a matter of you've got to be Jackson Pollock or Jean-Paul Basquiat and putting stuff on, you know, an easel or a wall or anything like that. You can, your medium is your medium, and if you think that there's a buyer out there, you should try it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So after you guys launch in October, what's sort of your, dream scenario for what would happen after that, say, a year from now or a couple of years from now?
I would really, really like this to be national and international. I mean, we're looking at buyers within the region, but our artists are national, so that's already national. But what we'd love to have is a strong network of buyers that see us as, you know, a place to get really quality art and is a way that, and here's my ultimate goal, is we have X number of artists that don't have to be waiters or waitresses, X
right,
number of artists
right.
that don't have to paint houses, where they're able to make a living, you know, doing the thing that they love. And obviously, you know, the things that factor into that are they're going to have, you know, a relatively big portfolio. I won't say relatively big. A portfolio that would be able to, you know, sustain enough buyers that the buyers could sustain their lifestyle. So whatever that might be, you know, it could be 15,000 in a particular area. It could be 100,000 in another area. But artists that are doing what they love, because what happens, I found, is as they do their art, and this is with musicians and visual artists, as they do it, they get better at it. And you
right,
know, everyone
right.
benefits from that.
Definitely.
So that's my ultimate goal. I want it to expand, and I want there to be at least some artists out there. And I don't have a number or anything, but I would just love them to say, hey, you know what? This is how I support myself on Asyla.com. And I can focus on my art. And if they're that good that people are buying their stuff up like that, then, you know, really, we want the next thing that comes from them. We don't want them, you know, to be, you know, in a bookstore selling books if they don't want to do it. We don't want them to be, you know, painting houses if they don't want to do it. If this is what they love doing and they can support themselves, then that next thing is going to be even better. It's going to be more dramatic, more awe-inspiring.
So this is a very artist question that I want to ask, but do you guys take a commission for artists who do put their work through your
We
service?
Do. We do, actually, and we went round and round and round about that because we did look at the sites that work with the fine artists. We looked at galleries. So we're significantly lower than galleries. We're kind of in line with the online fine art sites. And here's our thing, though. It's 17%. That's our top that we'll take out, and that's to sustain the site. You know,
right,
so we can,
right.
You know, keep the servers working and make sure our ISP person's happy as far as getting the
right, right,
and that sort of thing. But we try and keep it low enough that the artist is getting the lion's share of the payment. And that out of that 17%, we're also doing an artist of the year. We're funding an artist of the year. So, for example,
oh, wow.
Yumi, you're online, and you've sold. I'll just throw a figure out there, $100,000 worth of art or $50,000 or whatever.
Yeah!
and you've got these rankings, which are the buyers saying, you know, how was the process? Did I get the art that I expected? Was it on quick? Was it on time? Was it undamaged? That sort of thing. So you've got rankings sort of, and people are familiar with rankings, like say within
right.
eBay, that sort of thing. So based on that sort of thing, we'll check an artist of the year, and that person we're going to give a grant to. And that's coming out of that 17% fee. And then out of the 17% fee also, we've got a variety of arts institutions around our area in the Twin Cities area, that's Twin Cities, Minnesota, Wisconsin, that are able to get donations. They're automatic donations as far as, like, if someone buys something and they don't say they want to give it to, for example, the Minnesota College of Art and Design, it would go there in a rotating, there are about 17, and it goes in a rotating list. So the Minnesota College of Art and Design, then the College of Visual Arts, and then if you want to specifically say support Minnesota College of Art and Design, you can say, okay, I want to support them, and then a percentage of that 17% goes there as well. So Artists of the Year and Arts Institutions, so that's coming out of the administrative fee that we're charging. So we're trying to really give back as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And also compared to the 30 to 50% commissions that most galleries take, it's very low in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and, you know, really we thought it might even be lower, but we have to be conservative as far as being able to sustain, because if we're losing
absolutely.
Money, then we go dark, and then we don't help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much a moneymaker as it is really getting out there and trying to get people doing what they love. Because there's a lot of
absolutely.
People out there not doing what they love.
That's
and I know
sure.
you can't relate to that because you're doing your podcast. And anybody that does podcasts, they do what they love. Labor of love, trust me. I know you
well
know.
Said.
So
one last question, Jay. I understand that you won the grant. This was at the beginning of when Pepsi Refresh Project launched their competition, which was such stiff competition right from the start. So what advice do you have for people who are in the running or are going to be in the running in the last few months and need the votes to win the grant? What was your strategy?
My strategy was to call people and just remind them that it wasn't a one-time vote. That is the really,
Right.
it's the weirdest thing, but it's the strangest thing that people never remember that. It's like they vote once, and then weeks later, it's like, yeah, I voted for you. It's like, when? 3 weeks ago. It's like, you should have voted every day in the interim. So we really rode herd on people, I guess because, it was a daily type of thing. It was very good for us because we're a media organization, and I have people working for me, and I can say, hey, you've got your email list. Can you kind of sample, check and see if people are voting for me? And then from a large family, so I had that, and they were voting for me. So it really, and then, of course, because, once again, I'm in the media, I had a huge personal Rolodex of people's emails that I could say, hey, here's our thing. And I really got to give props to Facebook. Actually, it was very helpful for us as well. So as far as suggestions, really don't, I mean, if you can do it by yourself, that's a wonderful thing, but I think the best thing is just to have a little team of people
Yes,
and just
absolutely.
saying, hey, ride herd on 10. Make sure out of your 10, all 10 would be great, but if you can have at least five of them, remember to vote. Email me. We had a fun competition with my people. I said, hey, if you guys are voting, email me after you vote. And we'll give away some, cute little prizes. Just keep it fun, keep it light, and keep it in the front of people's memory. So yeah, that
Great.
would be my one thing is try not to do it alone. Try to have three or four friends that are kind of invested and really motivated and do it with them. And plus, that makes it fun for you. It's if you're doing it by yourself, you're looking at those numbers and you're getting sick or ecstatic, depending on where you're at. And if you're close to the top 10, all of a sudden you're developing an ulcer because it's like, am I going to drop out? If you're in there, and then if you're just below it, am I going to go up? So yeah, do it. Have some fun with it. Do it with some people.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much again, Jay, for taking the time to speak with me. Again, a huge congratulations, and
Oh, thank you.
definitely keep us updated on what happens with your project, especially when it goes live.
Well, Yumi, I really appreciate the time, and I appreciate the questions. Great questions, so thank you.